Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight know no borders. This is Kelly. During this podcast, we are going to talk about cultural and linguistic appropriate services in healthcare, the CLAS standards by Veda Thompson Sanders, PhD, Washington University in St. Louis Program for the Elimination of Cancer Disparities, abbreviated PECAD. Over time, hospitals, health clinics, and healthcare providers such as doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other staff have come to understand how culture can affect health. Whether it is our definition of health, what we believe causes disease, or how we think illness should be treated, culture matters. Because of the importance of culture, many organizations and agencies are attempting to develop cultural competence. But what does this actually mean? Major incentives have developed to give healthcare institutions and providers clear guidance on activities and practices to assure that all patients receive high-quality, respectful evidence-based care. The enhanced CLAS standards were issued to support this effort and consist of a principal standard and 14 additional standards. The definition of cultural competence used by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Minority Health's National Standards for Culturally Linguistic Appropriate Services in Healthcare, CLAS, is care and services that are respectful of and responsive to the cultural and linguistic needs of all individuals. In support of this definition, it is understood that trusting relationships are important in efforts to provide culturally competent care. The CLAS standards recognize this in the principal standards that calls for effective, equitable, understandable, and respectful quality care and services that are responsive to diverse culture health benefits and practices, preferred languages, health literacy, and other communication needs. By definition, healthcare services, treatments, and explanations should be given in a patient's preferred language and should take into account his or her cultural preferences. It is understood that from the first telephone call to make an appointment to attempts to pay for your care, services should be respectful, understandable, and responsive to the patient. So what do the CLAS standards mean for patients? The 14 standards that follow the principal standard are designed to assist institutions and providers to achieve the goals outlined. Standards 2 through 4 focus on the makeup and training of the healthcare workforce. These three standards indicate that everyone involved in a healthcare system has a role in assuring that patients are treated with respect and receive the best care available. To make this a reality, organizations are asked to consider whether their boards, executives, administrators, providers, and staff are diverse and whether or to what extent those employed reflect the community served. In addition, it is expected that all employees at every level are trained on the CLAS standards and engage in the actions and practices recommended at their level of patient interaction and care. Standards 5 through 8 are likely the most familiar standards to both patients and providers. These standards focus on patient communication and language assistance. Services, treatment, and explanations in the preferred language of the patient, including interpreters and translated materials, are required. But the standards go beyond this general statement. Language and communication requirements apply to those with sensory deficits, those with hearing and vision needs or limitations, and low literacy as well. This means that Braille, large print, TTY lines, and plain language materials should be available to patients who need these services in order to participate effectively in their care. These standards also require that patients be informed of their rights to language assistance and communication in their preferred language, and that these be provided by competent individuals. Patients should not feel that they must provide for their language and communication needs and should not feel ashamed or afraid to request help. The CLAS standards assist patients in protecting their rights to privacy and confidentiality by making it clear that family members and friends generally should not be relied upon to provide communication assistance in the healthcare setting. The final set of standards are newer and focus on organizations and providers taking responsibility for assuring that all patients receive the high-quality, evidence-based care that they need, regardless of race, ethnicity, income, education, sex, sexual orientation, language, etc. Healthcare organizations are asked to perform needs assessments and use data to collect resources to meet the needs of the communities that they serve. The standards recognize the role of community engagement in the role of positive healthcare outcomes. Healthcare organizations and leaders are advised to create opportunities for community members to provide input on the care that they receive through advisory boards, surveys, etc. In addition, the standards expect that there are grievance procedures in place and that patients are made aware of these so that they can determine if all patients are experiencing the desired and expected outcomes of treatment. When disparities are observed, whether based on race, ethnicity, income, education, language, sex, etc., healthcare providers and institutions are expected to use data to develop plans to improve the services provided and to monitor for improvement. This is just a brief summary of how the CLAS standards attempt to assist healthcare institutions and providers to exhibit cultural competence. Documentation is available to provide specific strategies and examples to assist organizations and practitioners at a variety of levels to improve their cultural competence efforts. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight know no borders. Betta Sanders Thompson, PhD, is a professor at Brown School and a member of the Institute for Public Health at Washington University in St. Louis. Her research focuses on racial identity, the implications of race and culture for mental health and health promotion, utilization of services, and determinants of disparities and inequities among ethnic minorities. Dr. Thompson has completed funded research examining cultural competence in the provision of mental health services, colorectal cancer screening promotion, and HPV attitudes in the African American community. Dr. Thompson is a licensed psychologist and health provider in the state of Missouri. She is an associate editor for the Psych Critiques and editor of the 2-volume book, Urban Ills. For more information about LAMP, visit their website at lampinterpreters.org, like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters, or follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org, like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye, or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.